Self-Care Check-In is a weekly podcast check-in where we open up the conversation about our self-care. We get past the simple things like a manicure, a pedicure, and going on a shopping spree, but learning how to really fuel ourselves by prioritizing ourselves. I'm your host, Christina Nelson. I'm checking in on you. You're checking in on me. So let's check in, sis. Welcome to this week's self-care check-in. It's your girl Chris. How you doing? How you doing, girl? I'm checking in on you. You're checking in on me. What's up? We checking in. Can I be real with y'all for a second? I want to be transparent about feelings. Listen, if y'all don't know my girl song, if you're not a Jasmine Sullivan fan and you're not into Jasmine Sullivan, I'm gonna just need you to leave this podcast right now, because y'all know every girl sings this song. Don't forget to come and pick up your feelings. Don't leave no pieces. Hey, that's my song. Y'all need to bump that real quick. All right. But that's the total opposite of what I'm saying today, because I need you to pick up your feelings all the way and unravel it. Okay. That's what I'm telling you guys to do today. Unravel those feelings. It's all right. Be all up in your feelings, because we're talking about feeling our feelings on this week's self-care check-in. Most of the times, we are taught to do so many different things in life. We are taught to learn different things, like, you know, take care of ourselves in a certain type of way. We are learned to express ourselves in a certain type of way. But we are not taught to express ourselves and feel our feelings. And a lot of times, that puts us in a very complicated place where we misplace what we are feeling. We misplace it and we replace our feelings with different things. For me, it could be, sometimes it's overeating. Sometimes it resorts to a drink or two, you know, like you find yourselves looking for different outlets to help you feel your feelings. And it's tough. It's tough out there when you really need to feel those feelings and you're all the way in it, but you can't really fully identify what that feeling is or why you're feeling the way you feel. So you resort to different things. You could even have a tantrum. Listen, grown people have tantrums all the time. I'm a grown ass person, and I'm sure I have a tantrum or two. If you ever just for a second got really mad and tossed everything or broke something in your house or just flung something across the room, like that is just you trying to feel your feelings, but you're not understanding why you're feeling the way you feel. But I got the key for you today, sis. Okay? I got the key for you to help you feel your feelings. We are allowed to. I don't want nobody to tell you that you're not allowed to feel your feelings, because in this day and age, we need to be 100% tapped into us, okay? And I'm tapping in by feeling my feelings. A lot of times when I feel my feelings, I feel like everyone freaks out. You know, they're like, why are you being so emotional? Or why are you like this? Or women are too emotional. You know, that's always thrown out there, or, you know, they throw out the stereotype or something like, oh, you on your period or something. But I should be able to feel without being on my period, like every other human being feels every single day and go about their day-to-day just fine. So I'm feeling my feelings, and I want to be allowed to feel my feelings without anyone saying that I'm not allowed to, or without anyone taking it as me having a tantrum moment, but actually having a healthy way to express myself, to say what I'm feeling, to identify what I'm feeling, and just to be able to sit in that, you know? Like, we struggle with that all the time. We struggle with the place of feeling our feelings and being able to just sit in that place and feel. And the reason why we struggle with that, to be honest, is because we are forced to go about our day-to-days. Like, you have to live life. You feel your feelings, but you still have to go on. You still got to go to work. You still have to do what you're supposed to do. You still got to be the mom. You still got to be the sister. You still have to do all those different things as a woman. You still got to be the loving wife. You still have to be able to feed the kids. You still have to be the you 100%. And that's a huge struggle, trying to be you and not being able to feel your feelings. But you can feel your feelings and still be you and still find that balance. So today, I'm going to show you three, maybe four different keys to really help you find that balance when it comes to feeling your feelings. Okay? So number one, the first step to feeling your feelings is learning to be vocal about what you're feeling. So for me this year, it was really tough. Starting out the year, I was very, very frustrated with just life itself. I felt like a lot of things weren't where I needed it to be. And I was just really bitchy all the time, like just upset. Like anybody that crossed my way or like crossed me in any type of way, like I was ready to flip out. And I really needed to learn how to be vocal about what it is that was wrong. So I really tried to tap into what my issues were. What is it that I'm feeling? Why am I feeling frustrated the way I'm feeling frustrated? And I was feeling frustrated like anything would trigger me and make me angry. And I just couldn't deal with it. And at some point, I was just like, what is it that took me out of my comfort zone? And there were so many things coming out of my comfort zone. The things that I usually use to heal and to center myself and to feel like I am back to me, I didn't have access to those things. And one of those things was just being home alone, having isolation, being able to be in my secret place. For me, my home is my secret place. I didn't have access to that. The second thing was my relationship. I've been having a struggle in my relationship, and be real with you guys. And the hardest thing was that we just weren't communicating well during that time. And I was just very frustrated with that. Another thing was just like this career up trip. I felt like I was on the brink of something, and like I was really on a chain breaking, ready to like thrive and jump into what I was going into with my career. And then things just slowed down for me, and I started to get nervous. I started to freak out. I'm like, oh my God, I expected myself to be in a particular place and I'm not. And I started to freak out, like, why am I not where I need to be? Why is it that everything is just falling apart? And I was getting mad. So I took time to really sit down and really understand, what is it that I'm feeling upset about? What is it that's making me feel depressed? What is it that's making me feel sad? What is it that's making me feel all these different feelings? But I had to really identify the feelings. So I knew that I was sad. I knew that I was depressed. And I knew that I was going through an emotional roller coaster. So I tried to just solve one thing at a time. And of course, it's not an easy fix. Like if you're feeling your feelings, it's not going to be an easy fix to those feelings. But the moment you identify, you can start working on it, you know, little by little. It's not like you're going to just, you know, snap your fingers and tomorrow you're going to be okay. That is not how it works. Okay, let's be real, right? We wish we could snap our fingers and be all right the next day, but it's just not how it works. So I decided to start focusing on the different things that could help me, right? So I was like, you know, girl, you're feeling depressed because your relationship is not working right now. Maybe you need to really find out how you can communicate better with him and talk to him. So I started tapping into those different things. And I'm gonna be real with y'all, it was tough because while I was trying to have these conversations, it was still very triggering for me. So I want you guys to understand that even when you're feeling your feelings, is going to trigger you. And it triggered me in a way where I caught myself like drinking on a regular basis. And I was like, well, you don't even drink like that. I'm going to go get a bottle of wine and finishing a bottle of wine a day. That's not really me feeling my feelings. That's me misplacing my feelings. And I couldn't do that anymore. I had to really realize, like, girl, you are taking the wrong outlet. So what I end up doing is something really healthy, and that was just journaling the feelings, writing down the feelings, and then trying to find outlets to fix them. That was one thing that I did. And so far, it's been helping a lot, and I'm glad that I found that outlet. Another thing is therapy. Listen, guys, go to therapy. Find a counselor. If you don't even have a counselor, find a friend, someone that you genuinely, who is a mutual, that you can genuinely just, you don't need their advice, but you just need to vent and let it all out and just be done with it, right? Number two is to name the feelings, right? So I know that I'm feeling depressed because of A, B, and C. I know I'm feeling sad because of A, B, and C, right? So name that feeling. Give it a name so that you're clear about what you're feeling. So you're not guessing. You're not in guess mode, because sometimes we're feeling our feelings, but we're not sure what exactly we're feeling because we actually haven't took the time to think about it, to identify those feelings, right? So sometimes for me, I've been really like in a place where I'm like, man, I'm just not happy with where I am financially. And based on my success, I'm like, I could be saving more. I could be doing more. Am I really trying to be where I need to be? And I realized that It was that I was focusing on what I didn't have for a long time. I was focusing on what I didn't have, and what I didn't have was holding me back from really thriving and focusing on all my different goals, all my dreams, all the many goals that I had that I was working towards. It was hindering me because I kept thinking that everything that I want to do is not reachable, it's not attainable. And I was having a hard time being able to accept that it is attainable, but I keep focusing on what's not in front of me right now. I keep focusing on the hard things, but there are little things that I can do to get to my goal. There are little things that I can do to brand myself more. Like, for instance, create more reels, create more content. There are little things that I can do to build a community for women of empowerment. For instance, start a newsletter, right? So it's like a little steps to starting out branding myself. Those were some things that was an issue for me, right? I'm like, man, I really want to build a community. I just started something new where I started personally DMing people for self-care check-ins. Like, hey, I'm just checking in on you today to see how you're doing. And honestly, it was a great result. So it's just finding creative ways to step out there. So whatever goals you have or little things that are affecting you and not allowing you to really feel the right feelings, just be able to tap into it by breaking it down and finding different outlets, different resources that can help you. Simple little things, right? Number three is identifying the thought that caused the feelings. Oh my goodness, y'all. Listen, your mind could take you to the deepest place. They always say that the mind is the most dangerous thing. And it's very true. Your mind will take you to a dangerous place, make you think that you're not worthy. Your mind will make you think that you're not enough. Your mind will make you think that you don't deserve anything, but it's not true, right? So when we start having those thoughts of feelings, that nasty feeling from deep down inside, and it'll tell you like, it will tell you, it will bring back memories that will tell you something that is not true. So don't let your mind give you those thoughts, those negative thoughts that will take you to a very nasty place. So when we identify those thoughts that are causing our feelings, right? Like the thought that I could not get the success that I'm looking for. I'm like, I want to be at a certain level, but I'm not. And I started to get really depressed. Like, maybe I shouldn't be doing women of empowerment. Maybe I should not be, maybe I'm not worthy to be in a position like this. I shouldn't be a business owner. I started thinking like, maybe I should go back to my 9-to-5 because this is not panning out for me right now. Like, why did I even step out of my comfort zone and actually try to do this? This is crazy. And those were all the thoughts that were coming to my mind. And then as those thoughts were coming to my mind, I started to feel more anxious. I started to feel more depressed about where I was in my life at the moment. But I learned to pull myself out of that and to find different things that work for me. But when I was able to identify those thoughts, and I had to really do positive talking. I always talk about positive talking, having that positive conversation with yourself, eliminating the negative talk or eliminating the negative thoughts. The negative thoughts will come to you so quick. And I started thinking to myself, all those negative thoughts, which led to me feeling depressed, which led to me feeling sad, right? So once you think those thoughts, you have to understand that those thoughts aren't 100% true, but the thoughts are what led to you feeling the way you feel, right? Number four is to then sit in those feelings, right? Once you sit in those feelings, listen. Sitting in your feelings is so deep because now you've broke down every angle of those feelings. And now you can really sit here and say, okay, all right, now you have that talk with yourself and you go, okay, self, I get it. I see that I was weighing my feelings and I'm so happy that I was allowed to feel my feelings. I was allowed to identify my feelings. I was able to identify the thoughts of those feelings, right? I was able to name those feelings. And now I can sit in it and say that I feel whole because I was allowed to feel it, that I was allowed to see it, that I was allowed to identify it. All those different things come together. And when it does, listen, y'all. Life, when it creeps up on you and it try to come back again, those feelings try to come back and creep up on you, when that depression creeps up on you, honey, and you're like, where did this depression come up? When that anxiety creeps up on you, huh? When those psychotic breaks happen, because they happen to us, let's not act like we don't have panic attacks sometimes, okay? Let's not act like we don't have moments where we're breaking down and you're like, all of a sudden you can't breathe, or all of a sudden you're nervous. And you listen, we all have our moments. Let's not act like we don't all, you don't need to be diagnosed to say that you're depressed, and you don't need a psychiatrist to tell you that. Okay, some of us just feel our feelings, and it's okay. So those moments when it tries to creep on you and you were able to identify it, listen, that's what makes you strong, baby. That's what makes you a strong, beautiful woman, is it being able to identify those feelings. So when you sit in those feelings and being the strong individual that you are, and you are able to identify everything within that feelings, man, that's called being whole from the inside, okay? When you are whole from the inside, man, you start to bloom on the outside. And that's what feeling your feelings allows you to do. It allows you to bloom. It allows you to feel whole, that sense of wholeness. And we all need to feel whole. And I don't want anyone, any one of you, even including myself, to feel apologetic for feeling. You should not feel sorry for feeling your feelings. You should not apologize to anyone for feeling your feelings. You're allowed to feel them. You're allowed to express them. Openly express your feelings, okay? You are supposed to, okay? I want you to give yourself permission to feel. So if I had to, I'm going to end this podcast with this exact words, and I hope that you remember this and it sits with you. Give yourself permission to feel your feelings. Allow yourself to feel. You deserve that. All right. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's self-care check-in. Now, don't forget to go ahead and pick up your feelings. Don't leave no reason. Go ahead and pick up your feelings. I know I'm singing. My singing. But listen, we just had karaoke moments, sis. So go ahead, sing the song with me. Don't forget to come and pick up your feelings. Nah, all right, let me stop messing up this podcast singing right here. Listen, we go live every single Wednesday at 9 p.m. on my personal page. That is Robin Paris MUA. If you want to show love, go ahead and give us 5 stars. That's Women of Empowerment Inc. Whoa, Inc. Cultivate Her, my Cultivate Her sisters. Leave us 5 stars, give us some love, and I'll see you guys next Wednesday. Don't forget to catch me 9 p.m. on Wednesday nights. Peace out. This podcast is brought to you by Women of Empowerment, an organization where all women can be encouraged, advised, and renewed.